Listening today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Bob, it's already a busy time for you, and we're barely even getting started. What's going on?
Well, Casey, we had good runs this week at Oklahoma City, and Apache had and had yesterday. We had awful good cattle, all of them local cattle, and real good quality, and had an excellent market for them. Had a lot of demand, a lot of participation, which is what you want for an auction and for your customers. And I mean, it was all positive yesterday. I mean, we started out the day and the board was up, 300 points. And by the time the day's over, it's this flat to down 10, but it didn't affect the market at all. So, everything's good. I mean, these calves are high. These cow-calf people are, they're in the driver's seat right now. Even at what these calves are costing today, if you've got grass to go to after wheat, or you got grass to go to with what you've got that you're weaning and can carry them over and hit that August deal, and with some risk management, there's a whale of a margin in these cattle. So we're back to where we're not back to where we got that $700 margin that we had back last fall before it fell out of bed, but we're back where you can get a good bill for your grazing. And if you're raising your own cattle, your grass is either worth something as hay, or you run it through the calf and there's a good margin on them. So, I mean, everything's good today. I mean, everybody, We take something off the margin, and everybody's gloom and doom. Well, we just had an excessive margin, 6 months ago. We don't have that today, but we still got a way better than average margin than we're accustomed to. So, I mean, everything's positive. It looks good.
What have you seen as the biggest changes these last few weeks in the market?
You know, of course, this is seasonal, and it's normally, I mean, these grass cattle, I mean, the demand for them was huge, and we thought they were high 60 days ago, and they're even that much higher today. But it goes back to the people. A lot of our cattle this time of year coming out of Oklahoma are going up north to grass to the Flint Hills or to the Osage, and those people are looking at the August board, and they've got a whale of a margin. I mean, as high as it's got after what we went through. We took 60 something dollars off this market from middle of September to the middle of November, and it looked gloom and doom, and it was. I mean, we only took $94 off of it during 2015, and it took a year and a half to do that, and we did the $60 off in less than 45 days. But we put probably 35 to 40 of that back on in the last 60 days. So that's the biggest change. I mean, we went from gloom and doom back to optimism. The biggest challenge we've got, we are going to have to figure out what level we can, if $80 fats is what we can sell fats for, will that equate to what the consumer is going to buy the product for? Because the product is outrunning our competition by quite a bit. And you're seeing way more chicken and fish being purchased than you are a beef right now. That's the biggest thing we got looking at us. And I don't know what that price is. And you can't, the wholesaler's making as much money as anybody selling to the retailer.
Well, kind of going along with what you're talking about there, Bob, what should producers, or if anything, is there anything they need to be watching out for right now or be aware of?
Well, I'm back to LRP. I mean, this LRP, yeah, we bought it. We didn't have to use it. But when you don't have to use it, that means the market's higher than what you put your insurance policy on for. And then the people that had it on their cattle coming in October, November, December, and January, they loved it because they got that price. They didn't take that $60 break. They kept probably at least 75% of it because they had the insurance. Insurance is the best thing that they put in the cattle business in the last 30 years. Your wheat farmers, your corn farmers, and your cotton farmers have had government insurance all along, and that's the only way they've made it. Well, we've got it for us now. I mean, you can go out right now and lock your fall calf crop in at a tremendous figure, not as high as calves are today, but still lock in a price where you've got a huge margin in them and you don't have to worry about nothing.
What about next week, Bob? You think we're going to see about the same amount of runs?
I think, well, I know in Oklahoma City, I think we should see about the same compared to what we know we've got coming in through our farm. And we won't be any different than the other ones. I think we'll still see 10,000 plus. Now, Apache, we'll see another run, but I don't know if it'll be as big as we've seen this week. It's going to start fading out because there are just not as many cattle around us. Now, I think if we get back into May, there's going to be more graze out cattle than I think all of us thought there would be, because with $5 or $6 wheat, they make more by running it through the cattle than they do combining the wheat. So I think we're going to see a few more of them than what all of us anticipated.
How do folks get in touch with you, Bob?
1-800-926-9696. Give Justin Kirkendall, Greg Griffith, David Gage, and myself a call.
All right. Thank you so much.